With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Mort, Adam Schefter has already tweeted out this morning that the suspension is coming down today for Vontaze Burfict. Well-deserved and earned, we should say, after what he did to Jack Doyle in the game in Indy against the Colts yesterday. This is a guy who has a lot of suspensions on his record. What do you think, realistically, he and the Raiders should be preparing for?
Yeah, the NFL deals with what they consider the egregious cases on Monday.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, Burfict is, the expectation is, I would say 6 to 8 games, and I base it off this. There's progressive discipline in this league. They have to follow it, kind of. The last time he was suspended for on-field, it was actually a 5-game suspension that the arbitrator reduced to 3 games, right. I think, right?
Yep.
He's been fined and suspended, what, 13 times in his career. So progressive discipline. And the league, I think their feeling is, let's send the message. And if the arbitrator, who's neutral, wants to undo it a little bit,
right,
that's fine. That's on the arbitrator. But we're going to send the message. I think it's going to be a strong message. And that's why logic would say 6 games, because he's had 5 before. But it wouldn't surprise me if they said, we're going to send a bigger message than that. We're going to do 8 games.
Well, why not? I agree. Yeah. Why not send a high number? Because it may end up going down with the arbitrator.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't have any direct knowledge what that number will be, but we have a lot of clues as to what it will be based off the NFL and the NFLPA's agreement that you have to have progressive discipline, and 5 games was the last time, and so this is going higher than that.
I certainly don't like, we never like calling for anybody's job, but are their seats getting warm now in the NFL for head coaches?
Oh, for head coaches, I thought you were going for insiders.
No. You're safe.
You mean inside linebacker.
No, I know that with the Washington Post reported last week that Jay Gruden could be fired or would be fired if he lost to the Giants. That's conflicting with some information that we have, but we also, I know I'm talking to Adam yesterday, we also didn't have a definitive answer. And that Dwayne Haskins got on the field, which I happen to think my philosophy and some others that I've talked to believe you actually have to play him, because he only played one season in college, whereas Daniel Jones played 3. It's reverse logic. The only way you're going to get better is to go out and play.
Right.
And so he has to play. And Daniel Snyder, except for firing Norv Turner once, has never fired a coach in season. Now, it may be a merciful act. I'm not sure that the staff would come. No, nobody likes to get fired, no matter what the circumstances. But, no, we have not heard. We haven't heard anything specific yet.
Should Dwayne Haskins be the Redskins' starting quarterback for the remainder of the year? That's a loaded question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Chris Mortensen here with us in studio on Golic and Wingo. Another guy that we're waiting to see what the future holds for him on or off the field. Jalen Ramsey traveled with the team this weekend, but was not suited up, did not play in this game. We know the back tightness, the illness, the birth of a child this last week. How do we expect this to play out now going into the next week after all that?
Well, it's going to be very interesting to me, because he was on the sidelines, as you saw yesterday. He had never missed a pro, college, or high school game.
Yeah.
So that he missed yesterday means he's really, really hurting. Also didn't get a chance to have practice and missed some couple days of treatment on that back. You know, he was in treatment once he rejoined the team on Friday. But it also, Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, does not want to trade him for a couple of reasons. One is, he's willing to pay him. He's a heck of a player. And you don't want to set this precedent. These players forcing themselves out. Now, realistically, winning a game, the owner allowing to see that we can win a game with that guy not playing, maybe gives him a little more comfort level if Jalen Ramsey is going to hold this position, as I'm not playing until my back's not going to get well until I'm traded. Anxious to see what happens. We know that the Philadelphia Eagles and the other teams are still highly, highly interested. So I think a team like the Eagles, going in last week, we're willing to trade a 1 and a 2, but Jaguars were basically saying no. Will their minds change today? Well, that's why we work.
Exactly. That's why we why had these conversations. Do you think the Eagles are by far the front runner, or there are several other teams that you think could get and nab Jalen Ramsey, one of them being Kansas City?
It's easy to call the Eagles the front runner because they're a little bit desperate with their injuries in the secondary, and they know they have a Super Bowl caliber team. They got an offensive line that is just dynamite, and just to kind of take the pressure off Wentz and the whole group, you know. And plus their front, their defensive front doesn't have great pass rushes, but they are strong. So this gets stronger in the back end. They're willing to do it. But there are other teams. I mean, Baltimore Ravens are another team. Yeah. I mean, they already had one of the best corners in Marlon Humphrey, but put Jalen Ramsey back there. And, the Kansas City Chiefs are an obvious one. One not-so-obvious one, and I haven't been knocked down on it, is just to kind of monitor, are the Chargers.
Interesting.
Because
Derwin James.
Gus Bradley was in Jacksonville when they drafted Ramsey. He fits what he wants to do, and that defense, Derwin James is missing, but either way, they still want Phillip Rivers. You know, let's we got to try and win a Super Bowl. And oh, by the way, we have to face that guy in Kansas City twice a year, minimum.
Mort, the one thing we when we hear about injuries, we can usually put a time frame to them. We've been doing that for years. What's up with Cam Newton? I mean, said he kind of held the foot sprain from the team, but players do that all the time.
Yes.
Now said he won't be back until he's 100%. Could be 1 week, could be six. Who knows? We have any idea what's going on there?
I spoke with Ron Rivera, the Panthers coach, on late Saturday afternoon, and he said, when I tell you day-to-day, we're taking it day-to-day with Cam, which is in a way of saying, but he said, I said, was the video a little awkward? See, he goes, no, it's Cam being Cam, basically. Yeah. He said, I actually appreciate
they're
that
used to it.
He goes, I actually appreciate that he was transparent and honest about his situation. And, you know, some people talking about this. Cam himself talking about the Superman thing. And I saw a column written somewhere saying, you know, we're to blame, too, media and fans calling him Superman. No, Cam called himself Superman.
Right. He pulled the chest open to expose the S. I mean, that was a celebration.
It doesn't feel like he's going to play for at least the first half of the season, it doesn't feel like it. Because they want to get him well, and you know what happens when you're winning games while you're Superman, so-called Superman, is getting well, then you can live. But, you know, listen, there's a lot of pressure in Carolina in terms of going into the season, what's going to happen with the future of everybody there.
Well, that's the interesting part of this, right? Because Kyle Allen has joined Jeff Hostetler and Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes as his first three wins in the NFL, all being road wins. Then there's the dynamic of money that's involved here. Because next year, Cam is going to be owed $21.2 million in the last year of his contract. And if you believe he's a franchise quarterback still, you probably don't have him on that last year of the contract. You're probably talking about redoing something in the terms of a 30-something million-dollar-a-year contract. So there's a lot of things at play here.
No, I think there is. And that's why Cam coming back at some point and coming back healthy and showing that he's the old Cam Newton is essential to a lot of people's future, I think, in Carolina.
Yeah. We'll see what happens going forward. Mort, you're the best.
Hey,
as always, we appreciate it.
Happy anniversary. Yeah. So 35 over the weekend?
35.
There you go.
Man, she is. What a saint.
You know all the answers.
Yeah. There you go. and so do you. That's why it's been 35 years.
Exactly.
Well done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.